USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending much of his Friday in the Lone Star State. The president speaking at a mass coronavirus vaccination center in Texas. Before that, he stopped at an emergency operations center and then a food bank in Houston. The area is facing critical food shortages due to the freezing weather and widespread power outages. Biden saying he feels bad for Texas after last week's winter storm and wants to help.
We will be true partners to help you recover and rebuild from the storms and this pandemic and the economic crisis. We're in for the long haul.
An outside panel of experts is endorsing approval of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, the panel voting unanimously to recommend the FDA approve it for emergency use. That could happen within the next week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Costco is the latest to increase the minimum wage paid to the employees of the membership warehouse retailer.
Costco CEO Craig Jelinek made the announcement while speaking before a Senate panel committee.
Since Costco's inception, the company has been committed to paying employees very competitive retail wages and providing them broad and affordable health care benefits. 2 years ago, we moved our starting hourly wage to $15 everywhere. In the U.S., effective next week, the starting wage will go to $16.
Costco has over 180,000 employees in the U.S., with another 275,000 worldwide. Costco has 802 locations worldwide and 558 in the U.S. and 45 states, including Washington, D.C., and in Puerto Rico. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Final Wall Street numbers, the Dow losing 469 points to close at 3932. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you've been struggling to make ends meet while working for yourself or running a small business with relatively few workers, now might be the time to apply for a Paycheck Protection Loan. Unlike normal loans, the PPP loans can be forgiven if certain requirements are met, meaning they're essentially grants with strings attached. The PPP loans have been available since April of 2020. As far as how the program is going, Bill Lowe is the CEO of Texas Bram Bank. He tells USA Radio News.
Well, actually, it completely exceeded our expectations, both the first time and the second time. We generated about 525 loans the first go-round for $60-odd million, and which was, for a little bank like ours, a pretty big sum. And then the second round, we've generated almost 300 loans, and we're approaching $40 million, which very much surprised me. Most of my compatriots in the industry feel the same, that it's completely exceeded their wildest expectations.
Lowell reminds everyone,
if you're going to get a loan from a bank, you've got to go see the bank. In the old days, that meant coming in the lobby. Today, that means calling or emailing, most likely. In order to get a loan from a bank, you have to ask. That's the hardest step, or the hardest thing for most of people in the banking industry is, you know, banks want to make loans. We need to make loans. That's how we make money. We need people, if you need a loan, to apply.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.